Welcome to a Digital Dara blog. Well, audio kind of blog thing. Today we're looking at JAWS 17. The public beta has been released. Woohoo! And then we're looking at Windows 10 as well. Very, very nice. www.digitaldarrah.com is the website. And digitaldarrah.com is the email address. Oh, and I managed to get all of that in there without the music ending. Sorry, I rushed through that email address fairly quick. d@digitaldarrah.com is the email address. So as I said, I'm looking at JAWS 17 and I'm looking at Windows 10. Let's turn on my microphone lock so I don't have to keep my finger on that part of the screen. Recording this in a very unprofessional way today. I usually use a mixer and I directly connect the mixer up to the laptop and or the desktop, and then I might use the laptop as the actual device for doing the demonstration on, or I might use the desktop. No, today I could not be bothered going out and grabbing the mixer and grabbing mics and leads and plugging them all in and all that kind of stuff because I was using the mixer for gigging recently. So I said I'll use this lovely microphone that I can't remember the name of at the moment, but it is a class mic. It's brilliant. So anyway, JAWS 17 public beta cycle released today. Congratulations to Freedom Scientific. I think their motivation for this version was, let's improve what we already have. So let's improve web support, let's improve Braille, let's improve touch support. Let's improve our scripting ability for domain-specific scripts. All great things, all things that were very needed. I think they've also improved stability and responsiveness, which I'm very in favour of. Not that it needed to be improved much already. It was great, in my opinion. Obviously, when you use this product every single day of the week, it's almost 365 days a year, you do say, oh, this thing drives me crazy sometimes. And you do encounter bugs, and you do want things to be fixed, and maybe they're not fixed, and that does cause some frustration. I get some comments on the blog here, still years later, on some specific posts, and people going, this is driving me crazy. Yeah, I feel your pain, I really do. All I will say is, I find the people in Freedom Scientific quite susceptible to feedback, and quite eager to take feedback on board. And when they can, they do. And when they can't, they don't. Anyway, let's get to it. So, as I said, this is kind of a polishing up of JAWS, in my view, okay? And I could be wrong. But in my view, this is a polish of JAWS, okay? So, almost like the way Apple are polishing up iOS 8 and calling it iOS 9. You know, getting rid of the few of the bugs. Polishing up some of the dull spots and making it a little more modern in places. Okay, so let's look at the first part. Smart navigation. Okay, so smart navigation is an answer to a problem that we're going to encounter as visually impaired and blind computer users. We're going to encounter a problem more and more as time goes on and as the complexity of web application increases. So either using ARIA or just using Great Markup or whatever they're doing. This smart navigation or smart nav is a way that you can, or that JAWS will say, okay, this is a tab bar, for example. Okay, so a tab bar is basically think of a standard Windows box, a standard Windows window, where you have tabs across the top and you can control tab or control shift tab between each box. A tab bar basically provides the same functionality for the web. So JAWS encounters one of these tab bars and says, right, you will want to most likely navigate around this. So if you want to navigate around it, use the right or left arrow. If you don't want to navigate around it, if you're happy in the tab that you're in, then just press down arrow and you won't have to hear anything more about this tab bar. So where this is particularly useful is, let's say you're on a site and they use a tab bar. Let's say they, instead of using pages, they use a tab for home, a tab for about us, a tab for shop, a tab for contact, maybe a tab for, I don't know, blog. Okay, let's say there's six tabs there. You would have to arrow down five more times after reaching that home link or tab before you get out of that tab bar, right? That's a little bit wasteful and it's a bit, little bit, you know, silly at this point. So let's say you have Smart Nav turned on. Now Smart Nav is turned off by default, but let's say you turn it on and you encounter this tab bar. JAWS says, okay, this is a tab bar. You can press right or left to navigate around this, or just press down and you'll get out of it and you don't have to think about that tab bar anymore. So you get to the page, you see, okay, I'm on the home page. I want to read this home page. I want to read this home tab. I don't care about the other tabs. Just going to press down arrow. And then you're out of it. You saved yourself 5 presses of the down arrow. So it is, it's very powerful. That's just one example. Let's say there's a table in that home page. Let's say it's showing the, there's 32 counties in Ireland, okay? Let's say it's a table of 32 columns and 2 rows. Sorry, 32 rows and 2 columns. Either way, it doesn't matter. So you'd have to press the down arrow 64 times to read this table in its entirety. So row A, column 1 and 2. So that you'd read it through that way. Column B, row 1 and 2. Column C, row 1 and 2. Okay, so you'd read it that way. With Smart Nav disabled, you would enter that table, and let's say you wanted to read around it, you press Control Alt and right arrow, and Control Alt and left arrow to read through the columns, and you'd press Control Alt and down arrow, Control Alt, up arrow to read through the rows. Well, Smart Nav says, okay, you're in a table. You'll most likely want to read this table using table navigation. So let's remove the need to use Control and Alt, and let's just let you use the arrow keys to navigate around this table. Very, very useful. Very, very useful stuff. Basically, again, making it more efficient, making it more usable to use the web. I heard a great talk, and I've referred to it quite a number of times. I heard Eric Damery talking in Site Village maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and he said, sure, JAWS is still working on accessibility, but where many companies, many screenreader developers are focusing all of their time and effort on creating an accessible interface to Windows, we're now creating a usable screen reader. So where applications were just accessible, now we're making them usable. And I think this is continuing along that line. Sure, these feature-rich ARIA applications were accessible, but this is just bringing them one step further to being actually really usable, really efficient. Now, there's one problem that I see with this, okay, and I'm not going to dwell on it too much, but this is how smart navigation will work in an ideal world. Let's say the table is not marked up properly, or let's say the tab bar isn't marked up properly. JAWS could, or JAWS will, lose its place at times. You know, it might skip a column, it might skip a tab, or it'll read at the same tab twice or the same column twice. I had a problem where a table wasn't marked up properly and it was jumping between row 1 and row 3. Shouldn't do that. It wasn't JAWS' fault. It wasn't any fault of JAWS at all. The developer was just not very good at his job, I think, and he didn't mark it up properly. So smart navigation is great. Smart Nav is great, but it does rely on the developer making good choices and using correct code and correct markup. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Smart Nav is a great thing. I'm not going to give you a demonstration of it now. I might come back and do another demonstration. I have people waiting on me here. And they're saying, Dara, hurry up and get off that computer. Next feature is new job. No, that's not. That's the last one. Hold on. Domain specific scripts. Okay, so you probably know what scripts are. Let's say you have a horrible application and it doesn't work properly with JAWS. JAWS can't access certain parts of the application, or it's not reading the, you know, the components or the list view items as you're using the up and down arrows, or it's not automatically speaking to something that you really need automatically spoken. So JAWS scripts can be written for that application and associated with that application so that JAWS knows to behave differently in that application. In Internet Explorer, up until now, you write applications for Internet Explorer, or write scripts, sorry, for Internet Explorer. But those scripts aren't actually associated with a particular website. So let's say you're using a website that isn't working properly. Let's say common problem that I encounter is I need to click on a... Now, I'm sorry, this is a little bit HTML technical stuff, but HTML isn't that difficult. So let's say you need to click on an empty div, okay? And visually, somebody will see in that div an image, okay? Because a background image for that div has been assigned using a style sheet. That div means nothing to JAWS. It's empty. Visually, it means something because there's an icon in there or a graphic. I need a way of being able to click on that div, so I write a script. And it goes and looks for that ID and says, right, when you find this ID, click on it. Grand. Generally works. Problem is that script is then assigned to every single website that you use in Internet Explorer because it doesn't know the difference between that domain and any other domain. So domain-specific scripts fix that problem. You can have a script for that domain or that application. C'est la vie. That's about it. Next one is LibLewis. Now, I'm not going to go into this one because I haven't looked at it enough. I do use Braille, but I use it for what I need to use it. I don't depend on it every day. I might use my Braille display twice or three times a week. Sometimes if I'm doing a lot of development, I will use it more so. Because I find it easier to read on that than I do with synthesized speech. But anyway, LibLewis support is something that I know a lot of people are very happy about. So go and have a look at it if you use Braille. New JAWS touchscreen support. Now look, again, JAWS has supported touchscreens since version 15, I think it was either 15 or 16. Nearly sure it was 15. Back when Windows 8 was released first, JAWS said, we support touchscreens. And like a lot of people, I went out and I went, that's brilliant. I can't wait to use my JAWS, my Windows tablet with the JAWS screen reader and have access to web content and application content and reading material just like I do with the iPad. I could not wait. I went out the first day that JAWS was released and I went out and I bought myself a tablet. Bought it home and I went, oh my God. This isn't usable. It's not usable at all. And I complained very vocally about it. I said, this isn't usable, folks. Some people stuck with it, and maybe they're seeing better results with it now. This version of JAWS, version 17, has better support for touchscreens. For example, it will support the touch keyboard now. And it has a few more gestures in it as well, and support for what it calls reading mode, so automatic switching to reading mode. I have to say, and I don't want this to be taken badly, but it probably will be. Look, this is what touchscreen should have been at the start, or touch support should have been at the start. We shouldn't be getting this a year or 2 years later. But again, it goes back to what I was saying at the start. This is polishing up JAWS. It's making it more complete, in my view. So, fine, they should have done this, but it's good that they've done it. I haven't tested it, because once bitten, twice shy. I couldn't really say to myself, look, I couldn't justify it. I couldn't justify the expense of going out and buying a tablet. I think maybe when the Surface Pro comes out, the Surface Pro 4 comes out in October, November, I might go and buy one of those. But I will really be checking to see what other people find first. As an early adopter, ordinarily, I've been kind of scarred a few times, not necessarily by JAWS, but by other applications and technologies that just haven't done what they should have done right out of the gate. And unfortunately, this is just one of those times. Now look, all of that said and done, I think this is great. Okay, I think the stability improvements, especially in Windows 10, the responsiveness, again, especially in Windows 10, it's just brilliant. I think they should really be commended. When you're going through JAWS, the installation for the first time, and you get the startup wizard, just take a minute to go through that. Don't just fly through it like normal. There are a few more options in there. For example, for the smart navigation. So turn that on if you want it. You can always turn it off again if you want using the verbosity, but I do suggest you take a look at it and give it a fair shot. You might like it. So, let's just, and again, I don't have this connected directly to my mic or to my mixer, because I don't use a mixer today. Using my Windows 10 laptop here. Ooh, shouldn't have that on my desktop. okay, so in my start menu here, okay, I have my search box. So my nice familiar search box is back. Apart, you know, so we're not on that stupid Windows 8 start screen again that does have a search box but doesn't actually say that it is a search box. I'm going to just arrow around here, okay? Account picture for Dara O. Cute Haley. God, Freedom Scientific, you'd think by now you'd say my name properly. Most used Internet Explorer. Remote desktop connection. Notepad. Command prompt. Yeah. Excel. KeePass. Now, one thing I've noticed with Windows 10, I launch a lot of applications using the run box, and I don't think they get added to your most used items unless you actually use them from the start menu, which is an interesting little thought. Okay, places, file explorer, settings, power, all apps and new apps available. Maybe I should slow this down a bit actually. Hold on 1 second. That better? Hope so. So, back into the start menu again. Go down here. Okay, all apps with new apps available. So that just brings you into...
A, Adobe Reader's Eye, 1 of 2, Alarms and Clock, B, BitTorrent, 1 of 4, C, Calculate, Calendar, New, Camera, Chicken Nugget Folder, Collapsed, Contact Support, D, Dell Folder, Dell Document Hub, Documents, Downloads, Driver Toolkit Folder, Collapsed, Dropbox Folder, Collapsed, E, Express Talk, 1 of 1, F, Facebook, 1 of 7, Fiddler 2, Fido, Fiddle, Facebook.
Facebook? Never saw that before. Interesting, let's take a look at that.
Fiddler 2, Fido User DCS Admin, Films and TV, Flash Note Folder, Collapsed, Food and Drink, FS Meter 3.0 Folder, Collapsed, G, Get Office, New 1, Get Skype. Get started. GitHub, Inc. New Win 32 folder collapsed. Google Chrome folder collapsed. Groove Music. H. Health and Fitness 1. HPIO printer remote. I. Omega folder collapsed. J. Jabra folder new. JAWS 16.0. JAWS 17.0 folder collapsed. K. KeePass 2. 1 of M. Mail new. 1 of 7. Maps. Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Office 2013 folder collapsed.
Microsoft Edge, by the way, is the new browser that's going to replace Internet Explorer. It is not accessible yet on Windows 10, so don't try and use it.
Microsoft Silverlight folder collapsed. Microsoft Silverlight 4 SDK folder collapsed. Microsoft,
So that's, I'm just flying to the start menu. It's perfect. Okay, so in the start menu as well, we have these tiles. So like in Windows 8, you have the tiles. So let's go. Okay, so I'm in the Life at a Glance.
Life at a Glance group enter list box. Calendar 1 of 7. Mail.
Okay, calendar, mail.
Photos. Search. OneNote. Phone companion. Cortana. Weather partly sunny. Phone companion. Cortana is there. Ready to help on your phone too. Phone companion. Picture list. Photos from phone on PC.
So when you stay there for a minute, if there's a help tool bar thing,
phone companion, jot it down with OneNote for your phone.
It changes every so often with like an advertisement for it.
Weather 12P 13 degrees, 1P 14 degrees, 2P 14 degrees.
So give me the weather.
Play and explore group enter list box. Play and explore group enter list box. Stocks more ways to play. Join us. Groove music. Films and TV. News. Two women arrested over fatal temple bar assault. Money. Leg up pointing triangle down. Leg up pointing triangle. FTSE 1. Most used list box. Internet Explorer 1 of 6.
Okay, so I don't use those tiles very often. I have them there because it's on my list of things to look out for is tiles that have more active content or live tiles. Because I do find them useful occasionally. You know, if you have a few seconds and you just want to catch up on things, you know, the weather is 12 degrees outside, which is great because I'm bringing the dog for a walk very shortly. There was a fatal attack in Temple Bar, which is one of our nightlife areas in the capital city, Dublin, which is 50 kilometers away. Or 30 miles, more or less. So, I like those live tiles. They're great. And the fact that JAWS speaks them and then automatically speaks and they're updated, I think that's brilliant. Let's say I want to go into something like Internet Explorer. Like normal, I go into my start button, I type in.
Internet Explorer, desktop app, Internet Explorer,
and by the time I've hit that T, it's already speaking Internet.
Apps group, Internet Information Services, IS Manager, desktop app, Microsoft Edge, Microsoft Recommended Browser, Settings group, Internet Options, Control Panel.
Okay, and I can arrow down through the various lists of results. I can, oh, one thing you like actually, I press Windows E for File Explorer. Okay, so I have frequent folders here. So instead of Windows E used to bring you to what's called My Computer or Computer, it now brings you to this quick list thing. I forget what it called. So, I've been working on a few things. WFC generic. I was working on that last night, so it's in my list. It's a second copy of it, probably in a different location. I should rename that folder. That's a company that I was working on as well this morning. So it gives me a list of my most recent folders up at the top here. If I go down here, SCFW is a text file I opened this morning.
VPN reconnection steps draft dot docs.
Okay, it's a document that is working on.
Design minds, Fosket FTP, DBMW, P-access, Fosket logons, credentials dot docs, web credentials dot Jabra Pro 94.53.13, web.config.
So it even looks at the text files that have been opened.
Network traffic capture dot TXT.
Network traffic
capture. DCSA exchange dot SLN, populating PTT location map V1.0 dot docs.
So these are various documents that I've been working on. Some text files that I've opened as well. So if I go to the File Explorer and press enter on web.config, for example, it will say you opened this last. Now obviously I've opened more files than that in Word and in Visual Studio, but it doesn't get them in here, which I don't mind. That's perfect. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. So frequent folders, that's a great little feature in Windows 10 as well. There's also notifications, and I can get them through Windows A.
List box, disable applications that don't improve performance. You have three or more new applications that start automatically and run in the background. These might slow down your PC and reduce battery life. Open Task Manager to review your startup applications and disable any that you don't use.
That's interesting. I've never seen that before. It's basically telling me that I have three applications that are loading at startup that could affect performance. I must look at that at some stage.
Disable applications that don't improve performance. You have three. Dismiss this notification. Notifications from security and maintenance. Dismiss all notifications in this. Collapse button. Tablet mode button. Connect button. Note button. Contact. List box. Notifications from... Notifications from Outlook 2013. Am Sherry read DCS Hi Regina. I'm sorry, but neither myself nor Island have not been informed of anything.
Okay, so that's interesting. So I can read email that has come in here as well. So I can read that and press enter, and that will open up Outlook. Now it won't at the moment because I'm offline. I'm not connected to my VPN. So it's very, very handy. These notifications are basically like you would find on your iPhone or on your Android device. So you swipe down and you see things that you've missed or things that have come in. You can also change some settings here, like you can turn off Wi-Fi, you can connect to networks. What else can you do? Let me look here.
Tablet mode button, collapse button.
Tablet mode, that's for that touchscreen stuff that I was talking about earlier.
Connect button, note button, all settings button, note button, all settings, VPN button, Bluetooth button checked, brightness button, Wi-Fi button checked, quiet hours button, location button checked, flight mode button, clear all button.
So hopefully you can hear all them. So it allows you to turn on and off Bluetooth, allows you to connect to your VPN, allows you to connect to a wireless connection. I must say I love it. I think it's the notification center is brilliant. It's kind of taken over from the Charms Windows C in Windows 8, but I think it's a nicer implementation of it. It took me a while to get used to it, but it is nice. Is there anything else I can really think of to show you? Oh, there's one great thing I want to show you, actually. Let's say I open a few windows here, okay? So I'm going to open File Explorer. I'm going to open Notepad. Notepad. I'm going to open... What else will I open? I'll open Outlook.
Outlook. Opening Outlook. Choose profile dialog. Opening Outlook.
Okay, so we'll just go back to the Notepad. Right, I have now three applications open here, okay? Okay, so I'm all tabbing around them, okay? A great feature in Windows 10, and I encourage you all to have a look at it because it's just deadly, is this idea of virtual desktops. I'm going to press Control, Windows, and right arrow. Now, unfortunately, I did put a feature request in for this, but they didn't do it. Is JAWS doesn't announce that you've changed your new desktop, it just says nothing. It doesn't even tell you you're now back on the desktop.
Lost focus.
So press Windows desktop, M here. I'm back on my desktop. If I Alt Tab, nothing, not a thing, because I've no windows open in this desktop. Okay, so let's open a few more applications. I'm going to open.
Search box edit.
What else can I open?
Desktop,
I'll open Remote Desktop. Desktop, I'll open Internet Explorer. What else can I open?
Internet, remote notepad, command prompt, accept command prompt.
I'll open command prompt. Okay, so I have three applications open here.
Task switching, running app, remote desktop, command prompt, HTTP slash remote desktop connection. Remote.
Okay, now that's on my second desktop. I press Control, Windows, and left arrow.
File Explorer, items, view,
and I'm back to my File Explorer.
Task switching, running applications, list box, untitled, notepad, two, inbox, dfdigitaldera.com, File Explorer.
Okay, I don't see what I've opened on my second desktop. Go back to my second desktop with Control, Windows, and right.
Remote desktop connection dialog, computer.
I'm back on my remote desktop, so I'm back on my second desktop.
Task switching, running applications, list box, command prompt, Google Internet Explorer, remote desktop connection, remote desktop.
Which is just brilliant, because I'll tell you why. Let's say you're working away and somebody says to you, would you mind looking up the flight times there for Dublin? And you say, oh God, if I open up another browser here, it's just going to get really cluttered and I'm going to lose my place. Grant, press Control, Windows, and N for a new virtual desktop. Then I move across to that using Control, Windows, and the right arrow. And then I work away. So I've no other windows open on that screen to distract me. Nothing else happening on that screen. It's nice and quiet. It's like I've just turned on the computer for the first time in the morning. I look up my flights. And then I close my browser. And then I return to my other virtual desktop with Control, Windows, and left. Or if I'm finished with that virtual desktop, I press Control, Windows, and F4. And that closes it down for me. It's a really nice way of separating your work during the day, especially if you're frequently interrupted by people. It's a nice way of just keeping things clean. I find that during the day I can have dozens of notepad windows open. It's a terrible habit I have. I would love to be able to use something like OneNote and keep track of everything that I'm writing down in an easy method like that, like of just, you know, start Windows or Notepad. It just comes so naturally to me at this stage. So that's virtual desktops. They're very, very good. No JAWS support for them, but you don't really need JAWS support for them.